guys. Are we ready to go? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome and Happy New Year. Welcome to our special meeting, the swearing-in and organizational action items of the board for 2015. We're very grateful that you're here with us. If you do wish to have some assistance in hearing proceedings in chambers, we do have hearing assist devices that are stored at both ends of the dais. And with that, if you would all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our first orders of business are swearing in newly elected and re-elected officials. And we're going to start with swearing in our clerk recorder. The woman leaving the dais to do that we refer to as Madam Clerk all year long. It is, in fact, Ms. Annette Ramirez of the clerk's office, one of the two clerks of the board. And I want to thank you, Annette, for all the work you do keeping this board moving in the right direction, along with your colleague, Katrina Christensen, who's also clerk of the board. With that, if we could have Mr. Tommy Gong approach to be sworn in as our new clerk recorder. Yeah, that's right. I told Mr. Gong that, you know, once he's sworn in, he can do it any way he wants. But at this point, he's under the control of Ms. Ramirez.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which you are about to enter?
In the first of the symbolic transfer of power, Mr. Gong now holds the microphone. And I would ask, and I haven't seen him here, and I had heard there might be car trouble in his future, our tax assessor, Mr. Tom Bordenaro. Are you in the building, Tom? Not. All right, then we're going to. He's out assessing. So with that, we're going to do this. He's always working. We're going to do this in shifts here. If I could have Jim Erb come forward, our auditor, controller, treasurer, tax collector, and public administrator, and Dr. James Brescia, who's our newly elected county superintendent of schools, we'll have you sworn in together by Mr. Gong.
Great. And please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which you are about to enter?
Our next two elected officials to be sworn in are Mr. Dan Dow, our district attorney, and Mr. Ian Parkinson, our sheriff coroner.
Great. And please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the State of Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which you are about to enter?
I will.
If you had comments, and I would offer, Mr. Go ahead, Dan. If you're prepared with comments, please take the microphone. Sheriff Parkinson, Mr. Erb, Dr. Brescia, similarly, if you did have.
Well, first of all, Mr. Chairman, supervisors, colleagues, and friends, I just want to say thank you very much for being here. Good afternoon. It was nearly 14 months ago that I kind of began this journey just down the street on the courthouse steps where I officially announced my candidacy for district attorney. And there with me were many who are in this room today as I announced that I was running to be district attorney because I want San Luis Obispo County to remain one of the greatest communities in America, one of the safest communities in America to live, work, and to raise a family. I want our children to be safe from drugs and gangs, and I want our businesses to prosper, and I want our citizens to enjoy this community without the worry of becoming the victim of crime. Together, because of the incredible support of many of you here in this room and friends and family and so many others who could not be here today, we finished the race and accomplished our mission. After a vigorous campaign, I'm glad to be elected district attorney last June with a sizable margin of victory. And to all of my supporters and friends who are here, and especially to my deputy district attorneys who worked so hard on my campaign, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you did. You're an amazing group of people and friends. Now, every one of us in this room has someone that they can point to in their life, probably several someones, who are instrumental in shaping who they are and the level of success that we enjoy. And like others, I have some. And so thinking back over the years, there are too many to count, but I do want to point out a couple of them today because a few are here. I want to mention, first and foremost, my parents who are here all the way from Maine, Mary and Lester Dow, who are here. They're pretty proud, as you can imagine, to be here today. And so I just want to say to Mom and to Papa, thank you very much for your love, your support, your encouragement, and prayers for me over the years. And thank you for teaching me a value system that is consistent with the ethos and the values of being a prosecutor. And that is to pursue justice, to be honest, and to be a person with compassion. Seated just next to my folks is another special couple that I want to recognize, my Uncle Jim and Aunt Diane. They're actually responsible in a large way for Wendy and I even being in California, because 20 years ago, almost to the day, my uncle called me when I was at Fort Lewis, Washington, about to leave active duty, and he offered me a job to come to California and work for him. And so not only myself, but he hired my wife, Wendy, as well. And we got our start in California because of him. And I want to say, Uncle Jim, you've been an inspiration to me, a mentor, and I appreciate all of your support, and Aunt Diane, yours as well, over the last 20 years that we've been here in California. And last but certainly not least, Wendy. Thank you for your sacrifice over the last year and a half of this campaign. And thank you for always supporting me and being there and letting me tell you, you know, what I'm thinking and what's going on. I appreciate your support, supporting me during both the highs and the lows. And it's been a great 18 months, and I wouldn't change anything. Thank you for being there with me. And, Jed, thank you for being here today. I gave both Chloe and Jed the opportunity to decide to be here or not. Chloe was excited to go back to school today and didn't want to interrupt it, so I'm all for it. The relationship between a community and a district attorney, the elected district attorney, is a sacred trust. It goes back over 150 years in California. Voters empower an individual to lead an office of professionals, of dedicated prosecutors and public servants who wield tremendous power in the name of public safety and justice. The power to charge someone with a crime and to affect their liberty is not to be exercised lightly. We must truly wear a white hat in this profession. One of my favorite quotes is from 1935 in the Supreme Court case Berger versus United States. Justice George Sutherland described the very important and solemn role of the prosecutor like this. He said, A prosecutor is the representative, not of an ordinary party to a controversy, but of a sovereignty whose obligation to govern impartially is as compelling as its obligation to govern at all, and whose interest, therefore, in a criminal prosecution is not that it shall win a case, but that justice shall be done. As such, he is in a peculiar and very definite sense the servant of the law, the twofold aim of which is that guilt shall not escape, nor innocence suffer. He may prosecute with earnestness and vigor, indeed he should do so. But while he may strike hard blows, he is not at liberty to strike foul blows. It is as much his duty, the prosecutor, to refrain from improper methods calculated to produce a wrongful conviction as it is to use every legitimate means to bring about a just one. And as your district attorney, I am committed to always doing what is right, even when it's tough. I will be approachable and available, and I will do my best to always lead with integrity and character and fairness in the spirit of that quote by Justice Sutherland. A district attorney acts as the advocate within the criminal justice system for victims of crime. Now, many of these victims have no other advocate than the district attorney's office and their victim advocate staff. As your district attorney, I will ensure that every victim is treated with dignity and respect when dealing with our office. We face continued challenges to our public safety. Gangs traditionally from Monterey and Santa Barbara counties continue to encroach into our county and to push here and to effectively reduce the magnitude, the frequency, and the violence of gang activity in our county. We must use a multi-pronged approach. It begins with prevention, and that will be through outreach programs and education. Programs like Youth in Action in the San Luis Lucia Mar District, School District, Youth Works in Paso Robles, and Operation COI about to start in Atascadero. These are programs that give youth positive alternatives to gangs. Secondly, we must detect and suppress gang activity by providing the best training to our law enforcement professionals and investigators and vigorously prosecuting every one of those gang crimes when they occur. Lastly, we owe it to our youth, because they're the future of our county, to emphasize rehabilitation and reentry. Through our probation department and other various community partners and organizations like the Restorative Partner Program and Liberty Tattoo Removal, together we can work to rehabilitate our youth so that they have a future once they get out of a gang. In addition to gangs, we also have a tragic trend of hard drugs infiltrating our schools and our youth population. We've witnessed heroin, OxyContin, and methamphetamine destroying young lives, and yet they have their whole lives ahead of them. And several young people in our county have recently died from overdosing on heroin. As your district attorney, there will be no special deal for drug dealers dealing hard drugs on our youth. Finally, our third new challenge lies in the overcrowding of our local county jail due to what we call prison realignment. And with our jail filling up with felons that used to be in state prison, we can no longer continue to do business as we did in the past. I'm committed to working very closely with Sheriff Parkinson and our entire Community Corrections Partnership to develop solutions to jail overcrowding that do not compromise the safety of our community. Like the Veterans Treatment Court that we got started a couple of years ago, my experience with the Veterans Treatment Court has taught me that together as a community, we can meet the challenges that we face in public safety. One of the very first initiatives that I will implement is the this year, hopefully by the fourth quarter of this year, is a misdemeanor diversion program. The first-time offenders with certain charges will qualify to take a class and roll in and take a class that is designed to change behavior and also to reduce recidivism. It will provide an opportunity for those first-time offenders to keep their record clean and avoid prosecution as long as they fulfill their part of the bargain and the agreement. I'll also work to strengthen our relationship with between the DA's office, law enforcement, and our schools, our education system. I'll encourage our deputy DAs to mentor youth, to go to schools throughout the community and educate our young people about the perils of getting involved in drugs and crime. while also exposing these young people to a professional career path. I want to close now by telling you what an amazing group of public servants that we have in the District Attorney's Office that are serving you every day. You're probably more familiar with our Hollywood counterparts in LA Law and Law and Order. But we have, for instance, 19 victim witness advocates and restitution folks that help victims deal with the fallout of the crime. We have 17 law enforcement professionals, district attorney investigators that investigate and assist us in trial preparation. We have 3 economic crime technicians, 3 paralegals. We have 1 IT professional. We have 19 legal clerks and support staff and 34 attorneys, a department of nearly 100 employees who all share our vision and they support our mission, which is to bring justice and safety to our community by aggressively and fairly prosecuting crime and protecting the rights of crime victims. These men and women that I serve with are kind, they're compassionate, they're moms, they're dads, they're, a couple of them are grandparents, they're members of this community, and they care deeply about it. They deserve our appreciation and our recognition for their service to our community. And I will say that I am honored to stand shoulder to shoulder with the men and women of our office who are professionals and committed public servants. I will work very hard to ensure that the good work that you're doing every day is known in the community and is valued by our county members and residents. Together, we can and will succeed in facing the challenges that are ahead of us. I'm excited about 2015 and the rest of the term, and I want to thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you, Mr. Dow, and congratulations. Again, if any of the other elected officials recently sworn would like a moment to comment, we'd be happy to accommodate that. With that, then, we come to the swearing in of 2 supervisors, newly elected 4th District Supervisor Lynn Compton and myself.
Great. Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which you are about to enter?
Welcome to the dais, Supervisor Compton. With that, I would certainly offer any colleagues opportunity to comment as we get 2015 going. Supervisor Compton, we'll start with you.
Sure. And it's on. First, to my fellow board members, the audience, the residents and voters of the 4th District, I'm honored to be here today and to have the opportunity to serve the constituents of the 4th District and this county for the next 4 years. This last year has been very rewarding in many ways. To begin with, it was rewarding to listen to and meet so many people that had honest concerns and wanted to hear their concerns heard regarding this county and their local government. I completely enjoyed discussing the key issues facing us and walking and talking to thousands of people interested and engaged in the community who really cared about the county. I have much to learn, and I am determined to serve as a constructive member of this board addressing the many challenges facing this county, and facilitating solutions to solve them. I would like to recognize Ms. Ray for her service this past year, and of course express my appreciation to Mr. Teixeira's family for his years of service, both on the board and in the 4th District. Additionally, there are a few other people I'd like to recognize and acknowledge. First, all of you here who have made the trip today. My family sitting in the third row back. My husband, Pete, and the twins, Kristen and Kate. And I would say they're excited to be here today, but I think it's only just to get out of school for a couple of hours. My parents, who drove all the way from Indiana and have been my biggest supporters my whole life. So I appreciate that they made it here today. Thank you very much. The supporters and volunteers who dedicated the last year of their life to this campaign, specifically the Honorable Andrea C. Strand, who's in the back row today, who has been my mentor and sounding board for the last year, and the constituents of the 4th District for their support, for without them I wouldn't be sitting here today. I'd like to introduce two of my recent appointments. First, my planning commissioner, Jim Harrison. I saw him sitting toward the back. Many of you know Jim. He's sat before this board many times and has spoken. He has had a distinguished career with the Santa Barbara County Fire Service and retired as a division chief. He's been a member of the NCSD for the past 7 years, both serving as president and vice president in the past. He's been a member of the South County Advisory Committee for numerous years. In addition, he's a dedicated community volunteer with Rotary and a variety of other organizations in Napomo. I'd like to introduce to you my legislative aide. Many of you know her, Jocelyn Brennan. Please stand up. And if you notice, Jocelyn has a broken arm. I did not twist her arm to be my legislative aide. Jocelyn and her family live in the 4th District, and she's very active in our community. She recently served in a supportive role to the board as an administrative assistant and also for the grand jury. I'm pleased she's come aboard. Lastly, again, I'm honored to be here today. I look forward to working with my other colleagues on the challenges we face, and I feel blessed to live in this county. I enthusiastically look forward to serving all of you, and I feel honored to work for you as the citizens of this county. I'm very mindful of the citizens who, because of their hard work, pay for this government and pay my salary, and I promise not to forget that I work for you and not the other way around. Again, thank you for allowing me to be here today. Please join us for a reception directly afterwards in the room right around the corner to the right, to my right. Thank you very much.
Moving down the dais, Supervisor Arnold, comments? I'll take the last word here.
Okay, thank you. I want to welcome Lynn aboard. I look forward to working with you. I want to thank all my friends that were sworn in today for their service. An amazing county, and many of you alluded to that. And I certainly want to thank Supervisor Ray, and I enjoyed the time we spent together on the dais. So welcome aboard, and I look forward to a wonderful 2015.
Good. Thank you, Supervisor Holland. Well, I'm particularly pleased to be here today with my parents, Jack and Jane Gibson, sitting in the second row, and next to them, my Uncle Jim and my Aunt Joan, who have come down to Cambria to be part of this celebration. Here's to that. You talk about what they have given me, and I wouldn't make the lunch reservation that I have coming up shortly here. It would be a long, long list. You know, as I reflected in the last week or two over the events of 2014, took stock of them, and got ready to engage 2015, there were a couple of people that I heard say things or read them written by these folks that really resonated with me. The first comes from Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky, who retired from the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors due to term limits after a 40-year career in elected public service, 20 years on the L.A. City Council and 20 years on the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. And in an interview article that I read, he said that being a county supervisor is the best job in elected public service. And I could not agree with him more. It has been an honor to serve over the last 8 years. You know, Mr. Yaroslavsky had lots of opportunities working for that platform. There was a lot of speculation that he would run for mayor of Los Angeles, that he would run for governor, that he might run for higher office than that. And he chose not to, simply. And I don't think, in the way he described it, it wasn't even a close decision. The thing about being a county supervisor is that we are here close to the people that elected us, and we're here to get stuff done. And I have this conversation with fellow supervisor colleagues from counties all over this state. We have different ways of expressing it, but in terms of the PG nature of today, getting stuff done is what we're here to do. And it has been my pleasure to be able to be in this position to do so. Of course, getting things done is way more than getting the county supervisor up in the morning and down to the office. I want to thank in particular county staff who do a remarkable job in all the departments in this county. I want to thank in particular my legislative assistant, Sherry McKee, who is the key to making the District 2 office work in the way that it does and bring the services of this county to our constituents. And I want to thank my appointees to the Planning Commission, to the Commission on Aging, to the Ag Liaison Advisory Board, to the Civil Service Commission, and all the other commissions that do the business of this county. And these folks do it on their own time for all the right reasons. The other person who inspired me last year was Father Greg Boyle, who's a founder of and still the principal of an organization called Homeboy Industries. It happens coincidentally to be based in Boyle Heights, which is the near east side of Los Angeles. Father Boyle has been there, I think, some 20 or more years, working with gang members, getting them out of the cycle of violence, getting them into productive labor, getting them jobs, getting them to see the world in a different place. And he gave a speech at our state association meeting last month and kept coming back to a phrase. You can only imagine that the folks he works with are in very, very difficult situations. Poverty, violence, broken homes, and all the other things that afflict modern urban life when it's not working. And he, singularly, a Catholic priest, reached out to these people to give them hope and give them change. And the phrase that he kept coming back to through his speech is that we should stand with the people at the margins, and in doing so, watch the margins disappear. I've reflected on that many, many times. It speaks to me of a wide sense of community, of the sense that we're all in this together, and that in order for us to achieve the potential that we're capable of, in order for us to get things done on behalf, a strong sense of community is an essential ingredient. So in conclusion, I come to today inspired. We have a new year ahead of us. Goodness knows we have lots of complex and important and in many cases vexing challenges ahead of us. But I truly believe to my core that if we come together as community, engage our public process, make use of the talents of the people who work for this organization, and lead wisely and effectively, we can accomplish remarkable things for San Luis Obispo County. I thank you for being here. Happy 2015, and we'll move on then to our couple items of business here. The next item of business is the election of a chair and vice chair for the coming year. Mr. Hill, you?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to nominate Supervisor Frank Meacham to be the chair of the Board of Supervisors in 2015.
I would accept that, and I would also add to nominate Supervisor Hill as the vice chair.
All right. Supervisor Hill, you'll accept that, and you'll accept the second and the amendment to your motion?
Absolutely.
With that, Ms. Arnold,
Mr. Chair, I would ask the motion makers if we could bifurcate the votes so that we could have discussion and take each position into consideration separately.
It's to the motion maker and the second.
I don't have a problem with it. We want to do that.
We want to do that. To the motion maker.
Okay.
All right. So we'll take a motion from Supervisor Hill on Mr. Meacham. Madam Clerk, let's go ahead and have a roll call vote, please.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Meacham?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
Ms. Compton?
Yes.
And Mr. Gibson?
Yes. Mr. Hill, you then, Mr. Meacham, you want to make
Supervisor Hill.
A nomination. Do we have a second?
Second.
And we have a motion and a second. Under discussion, Ms. Arnold?
I, once again, will go back to, I discuss this often every time we have a reorganization, but the presumed rotation that we follow, I believe we've veered off that quite significantly, and I think it's important to have that discussion. I know that you all are disagreeing with my mathematics in this case, so I just want to let you know the reason that I won't be joining you in this vote.
Well, with that, we've had that discussion before, and I don't think it's worthwhile having it again. With that, I'll have another roll call vote, Madam Clerk.
Mr. Meacham?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Arnold?
No.
Ms. Compton?
Yes.
And Mr. Gibson?
Yes. Thank you. That concludes our...
It doesn't.
Not yet. Oh, Mr. Meacham. Oh, wait a minute. So first of all, Mr. Meacham, may I give you that?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. May I,
now switch, I can get his attention.
May I switch places with you?
You certainly may.
And you're going to take your chair with
me. I am going to take my chair.
Good, because I like this one.
Now we're going to get some things done. First of all, what I would like to do, thank my colleagues for your support to sit in this chair. I've sat here before. It's a privilege. It's a pleasure to do this. But what I'd like to do at this point is to present Mr. Gibson with a plaque of appreciation. Bruce took over after the unfortunate loss of our supervisor, Paul Teixeira. So he's had to serve in the chairmanship position for about a year and a half now. And he did a great job. So with that, Bruce, I'd like to present you with this appreciation as chairman of the board.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, I think that there's a little party going to go on out here. So everybody can go party, and we will adjourn till tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock when we'll start business. Thank you.
Very good.